I've always wanted to be an audio journalist. In the course of my travels and in experimenting with my own sexuality, I've run across a lot of very interesting individuals. Individuals that you never get to see or hear in the mainstream media. And when you do see or hear these people, they are being ridiculed or marginalized. I'm talking about adult babies, blood play vampires, extreme masochists. We'll talk to them all on Professor Tom Presents.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is Professor Tom Presents, a one-on-one conversation with the co-host of Kinky Sex Radio and a unique personality within the kinky community. Deep, biting, and satisfying conversation. Here's Professor Tom.
Slavery and bondage are, for most of the people listening to this show, fun things to do on the weekends. But what about the true, sad history of a proud people forcibly brought here in chains? What about the memories of the earliest African Americans? If you were black, could you play a slave? I talked to Shannon about that very issue. Shannon, I'd like to start by establishing sort of the theme of our conversation. You are a African-American, female, submissive woman, or what we would call, I guess, in the scene, a slave. Is that correct?
That's correct. But basically, right now, I'm just, I relocated, so I don't have a master right now. So I guess, I'm not a slave to anybody right now, but I am submissive.
So let's go through a bit of your history. You said you're from the South originally?
Yes, I come from a small town in North Carolina, and I was pretty much born and raised there until I joined the Army when I was 18. So.
And at what age did you first start to get into the kinky lifestyle?
I started getting into the kinky lifestyle about 10 years ago. It's when I realized that I did have submissive tendencies that I preferred not to take charge, especially in my sexual life. And I didn't really start entering the scene until actually a friend of mine was thinking about joining a organization in D.C. as a top. And we started talking, and I just kind of got on board there. He's out, and I'm still in, and it's been a blast.
Do you find that it's difficult being a submissive black woman in the scene when, I guess, sort of the stereotype tends to lead towards dominant black women? Do you find that you have, obviously, being kinksters, we all have unique needs in society. Do you think that there's a bigger difference because people expect you to be dominant and instead you're submissive?
Well, I mean, at first it was kind of difficult because I would go to parties and I would be the only African-American there, period, much less dominant or submissive. And folks that would come up and approach me, their natural tendency is to see me as dom. And I mean, that simply just isn't my nature. It's not now that, I've kind of gotten a lot of friends that are also submissive and found some support groups and with like-minded African-American females that enjoy submission and, just talking to folks about kink and educating myself, it's not really that difficult.
You mentioned a support group. Can you give us a web address or a search term or something for like-minded? Because I'm imagining people listening might be interested in that sort of information.
Well, I go to, there's a site there called darkdimensions.com there, which talks about, it basically is about a history, and it also, a history of black BDSM scene, and it also talks about, also has different groups there, and it also tells you which ones are still active, and kind of gives you a history and a rundown. It also has contact information of those that that run the sites and chats and things like that.
Are you very active in your local scene?
Well, Baltimore doesn't really have that, I mean, because the city is, compared to it, our sister city down there in D.C. and the one up north in Philly, the scene is not very large, especially when we're talking about people of color there. So basically, I go down to D.C. where they have clubs there, and they also have a multicultural munch for folks of all colors to get together, and I think it's every second Saturday. Usually I'm at work, but I try to take some time off and show my face there.
How do you think the history of real slavery in America affects your play, if you will, slavery?
Well, personally, I think that the difference between me choosing to become a slave and being in a consensual relationship where I exchange my power and I give it up to a dominant, and you know, somebody that had no choice, that was brought over and, you know, stripped of everything. I don't see a parallel there, so I guess I do ignore it because I know that I am not the same as, like, Sally Hemings or the bondswoman that are a part of my past. So, at first it was kind of strange because, you know, the term slave, and then, you know, it occurred to me that isn't a part of, I mean, that's a part of my past, but it's not a part of who I am today. And who I am has a lot to do with the choices that I make. And a big part of my sexuality has a lot to do with choice.
Do you feel the black community is more or less accepting of kink and kinky lifestyles?
It is a, I personally, for me, especially with my upbringing and where I'm located now, it is not a very easy thing for the African American community to accept that that one of their strong black females likes to get a spanking, especially from somebody that is white or not black. It's just seen as outside the norm, and anything outside the norm is going to ostracize you. Anything that deviates from the image that you are in a constant, I mean, that you're struggling to be equal and you have to stay strong and you're, have to kind of be in somewhat of a, I won't say militant, but I'll say in a very assertive role. Anything that deviates from that kind of, from our community kind of takes away from the struggles that we still have to go through. And that's just a mainstream thought. I'm sure that individually it might be different, but kink kind of rates right up there with homosexuality in our community. It's something that, something we don't talk about, and it's definitely something that that's very hard for someone to come out to in the community. It just is.
You said that there are support groups online for like-minded people in a similar situation. Are there any groups, say in Philadelphia, D.C., Baltimore, that you are aware of that cater to African Americans offline in real life who are kinky?
I believe so. In D.C., they don't really have a name, but they do have a multicultural munch down there in the Northern Virginia area. I think they meet at Bennigan's like once a month there, and basically all races are welcome. It's basically everybody gets together and they meet each other and they talk about their different backgrounds and things like that. I haven't really been very active there as far as seeking out the scene up north in Philadelphia, but and I wish I had a bit more information there for you. But, I mean, a big site for me was sexuality.org, or if you go to bondage.com, they do have outlets there for folks to find their particular brand of kink, and also to find like a kindred spirit, like other African Americans that may be interested in the scene, or other Asians, or what have you.
Shannon, do you have any advice or messages for people, specifically I'm thinking young women, in a similar situation?
Oh, great. Well, I did have one message there. If there's a young lady, if there's a young black lady out there and she's kind of worried about whether or not, whether or not her like of kink or her enjoyment of something that isn't considered normal is going to be bothersome. My word to her would be my advice to her, if she's listening, would be to simply just explore who she is. I mean, this is a new millennium, and you're entitled to choice, and you're entitled to be happy, and you shouldn't let the color of your skin or the community that you're in dictate to you what you should or shouldn't like. You should be you.
Absolutely. Shannon, I want to thank you for being our first Skype guest, and I think you did an awesome job.
Oh, well, thank you, Professor Tom. I enjoyed the show, and hopefully I don't sound too nervous or anything like that.
You didn't sound nervous at all. You did an amazing job, Shannon. I want to thank you for being with me on this first episode of Professor Tom Presents, or at least that's what I'm calling it at the moment, is Professor Tom Presents. If you like the podcast, please feel free to let us know, either on the Kinky Sex Radio forums, or you can send me an email to kinky@kinkysexradio.com. If you enjoy the show, I invite you to check it out in this exact same feed, exact same place. Next week, I'll be sitting down with an infantilism and age play expert, Mako Allen. Until then, I'm Professor Tom. Good night.